Skills, tricks, strategies, things that are working, that are helping us to succeed. That's what we're going to cover here in season number 3. And I'm so excited. Let's go ahead and dive in. Hey, 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 everyone. Welcome to another great episode and season of Selling in Color. My name is Donald C. Kelly, the sales evangelist, and I'm so excited to be here. I'm so excited you're here. If this is your first time listening to one of our podcast episodes, if this is your first time watching one of our videos, I ask you to go ahead and hit subscribe. That would be greatly appreciated. And then hit the little chime, because we're going to notify you every time we're producing an amazing podcast episode, so you don't have to worry. If that sounds like you, something you want to do, say, All right, I hear the So clearly you want to be here. Season 2 was amazing. Season 1 was great. Now we're going into season 3. And for this season, as I mentioned at the very, very end of our last season, that we're going to focus on building our repertoire, building up our skills. And we're going to focus on identifying people of color that look like you and me, and to see not only their success stories, how they got involved in sales and so forth, like we did in season 2, but we're going to get some specific strategies and tactics that's working. Because as a small group of people that are in sales, again, only 20% of us are there in professional selling, we want to make sure that we make our impact. We want to take sure, we want to make sure that more people come in after us and get advantage and take advantage of the skills and to learn and to step on the shoulders of giants like you. So we want to hear your skills. So if you know somebody that has been doing well in sales, someone of color, they have some strategies and ideas, and they would be great for our show. Bring them on. We'd love to hear that and to find out their story and to hear how they're utilizing that skill and strategy to become successful. So to kick off this season, you know, your boy here is going to have to give you something. And one of the things that I've been thinking about and been wrestling over and just been seeing amazing success with that I want to share with you is the idea of LinkedIn. Now, before you say, Donald, I don't want to listen to anymore, I already understand how to use LinkedIn. Here, I want to check. I want you to know this. This is something that I share with all of my clients, but I'm sharing with you some deep secret stuff here, things that have been working tremendously for me on this podcast in a public way. I think this is one of the first time that I've done this in such detail. So I'm going to share with you, if you're not using LinkedIn, you need to. Here's the reason why. LinkedIn has 756 million members. 756 million members. That's right. 756 million members on LinkedIn. About half of those people are active. So about 310, I think what the real number is, 320 million people are active on LinkedIn. Of those people, only three million post content on LinkedIn regularly. Like, I think it's monthly. So only weekly, 3 million people are posting content on LinkedIn weekly. 3 million. That's it. 3 million. The impressions that LinkedIn get 9 billion impressions per month. And an impression is basically somebody scrolling on LinkedIn and they see a picture, that's or a video or a post. That's an impression that's seen by someone. So they have 9 billion of those. And guess what? Only that 3 million people are getting access or are taking advantage of those 9 billion impressions. So basically that 9 billion impression, you divide that by 3, and that's how much impression is out there for the average for those 3 people, those 3 million people. They're taking advantage of all of that. But think about it. There's another, 337 million people that are not even posting on LinkedIn weekly. Only 3 million people are taking advantage of all of that impression. And it's amazing. It's a land grab right now. So the 3 things that I told my clients, and I'm going to share with you today so you can use LinkedIn. If you're not using LinkedIn, listen to me. You got to change that. It's 1, I want you to connect. Number 2, I want you to engage, to share. And 3, I want you to engage. So connect, the C, share, S, and then engage. So C, connect, S, share, C-S-E, E, engage. Now, here's what I mean by that. Some of the things that I tell my clients, tell my team members, is that you connect with at least 10 people in your network per day. Your ideal customer profile, people that you have in your profile that you need to focus on, people who would be ideal customers for you, focus on connecting with 10 of them per day. That's it. At the end of the week, that's 50 people. At the end of the month, you've connected with 200 individuals or sent 200 connection requests. Don't send a boring connection request like, hi, I would like to add you to my network. I see that we have mutual connections. Send something personalized. Look at their profile and send something personal to them. Or you might say, like, you may have seen them interact on a post like that you are part of. And you can say, hey, I saw that you interacted on Amber's post. I thought it would be great to connect with a fellow sales leader, permission to connect. I always use that permission to connect. And it's funny because sometimes people come back and say, you know, permission granted or whatnot. But they give you that opportunity to accept that because you've personalized it. You've done some work. I had a guy put me on blast on LinkedIn a couple of weeks ago, and in a positive way, because he was like, look at, he put how I did a personal outreach to him, and I just changed it up. I didn't want to do something cheesy. And I did, I said, instead of doing one of those cheesy things, I'm just going to be straight up. I just want to connect with the sales leader. And he was like, all right, perfect. I'll go ahead and connect with you. And it's amazing how that worked. And it led to me connecting with a bunch more individuals and from that. So the first thing, again, connect with people. And then the second part is share content. And here's what I want you to do. So let's identify the top 10 things that you get often from your prospect. Maybe these are questions or challenges that come up. What you want to do is simple. It's simple. Just take those things, and I would love for you to create them into posts. So let's say one of the things your prospect get is that I don't need to invest in, you know, your product is too expensive, or I don't need to paint my house. Let's say I'm a painter, and we'll use that simple example. My company does painting for commercial buildings. I'm making this up. So if that's the case, what I will do is say, you know, my building looks perfectly fine. Don't need to paint it. Not interested in painting my building. This is one thing that I get oftentimes from when I reach out to property managers, that they're not looking to paint their building. And the reason why, because they think their building is perfect. But here's one of the things what one of our customers said that helped them out when they were able to start, why they chose to paint their building. It was blank, 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 blank. Their customers had issues. The paint was chipping off in certain parts. They didn't realize it. It was affecting their, you know, their resale value or blah, blah, blah. I'm making this up, and I don't know, clearly don't know anything about painting, but you get the concept though, is that I'm able to take one problem that they have, and I'm able to take that problem and turn it into a post that I can speak to. That way it demonstrates my expertise. Now you might be in enterprise sales and you're selling like complex solutions or whatnot. The same concept apply. Your customers have problems. They have questions. Use some of those things that you've learned, some of the questions that they bring up, and turn those into posts. I start my post off, usually if I'm writing like one of those long form posts, I use all caps. That's going to grab people's attention. So like in my case in sales, I might say, somebody might tell me like, you know, Donald, I don't do outbound calls anymore. It doesn't work. It sucks. So I put outbound calls suck. That's going to grab people's attention because most people in my network are salespeople. So either they're going to say, yeah, I'm trying to get validated, or they might say, well, no, I don't agree with that. They're going to click on a post. It's going to be clickbait. And I'll say, this is something that I hear all the time, that, you know, cold calling doesn't work or cold outreach doesn't work. Then don't do it. Here's what I tell my clients to do. We do this, and it turns our cold call into actual warm call. We connect with people on LinkedIn. We send them emails and send videos. And now we use our phone as an opportunity to follow up. We make multiple calls. We're not giving up after one or two calls. And by doing this, one of my clients was able to see this type of results. I'm curious, do you agree with this idea that cold calling or cold outreach is done, or phone calling is no longer working? I would love to hear your thoughts on that. You can do something simple like that, but it grabs people's attention. Use some hashtags. Now, when people actually start liking your post, you're going to get some second and third degree connections that start engaging with it because they're following the hashtag, or it's popping up because some of their friends or people they're connected with liked it or commented on that. Your goal now is the third phase of engaging. Everyone that connects with that, that's an ideal customer, that someone you can partner with, and they engage on that post, you send them a personalized request now. So you're going back to number one, where you're connecting. Hey, Jermaine, I saw that you engaged on my post about cold outreach. Would you be open to connecting here on LinkedIn, or permission to connect here on LinkedIn? Same idea. Hey, I saw that. I loved your comments on my post about the cold outreach, Shanika. Would you be open to connecting here on LinkedIn? But you use that, and you're connecting with these individuals. They're going to say, hey, yeah, thanks. It's a pleasure to connect. And then you can even say, you know, I appreciate it, man. Tell me a little bit more about what you do. Or you can send them an email. Hey, we connected on LinkedIn the other day. I saw that you're over XYZ for, you know, XYZ team at Microsoft. Curious to find out if you guys are coming across any challenges when it comes towards your outreach efforts. Might say, yeah, Donald, you know, we don't have major challenges, but here's some things that we're coming up on. Do you have any content on that? We start a conversation that leads to an appointment. Well, if you're open to it, I'd love to jump on a 5 to 7 minute call and share with you some stuff. I can do that in an email format after I've built that relationship on LinkedIn. Or if it's appropriate, I can use LinkedIn to do that. That's what I'm doing to get people and to get a lot more appointments. My team is taking advantage of that. And all those people that I have that I've connected with, those 10 people per a week, per day, 50 people per month, my team now reach out to those sales leaders on my behalf using my LinkedIn and say, and we give a question similar to that that's going to engage them. Hey, one of the things people are having challenges with right now is blank. Curious to find out if that's something that you guys are working on. Or you can simply ask a question like, hey, David, can I ask you a question? This is all on LinkedIn. They'll say, yeah, sure. What's up, Donald? Because at this point, they've seen me share educational stuff and blah, blah, blah. Do you guys ever invest in any type of training to help your team when it comes towards using social media or when it comes towards doing outreach? They might say, yeah, we have done that in the past, but not doing anything right now. Now I'm taking advantage. I might ask them, would you be open to a 5 to 7 minute conversation about that? They say, yes, that leads to an appointment. And that appointment, I'm able to share information with. That's totally different than what many of you have learned when it comes towards LinkedIn. Just send, send the email and connect with people and tell them to buy your product and service. That doesn't work. That's lame. We want to change the way that we're doing stuff. And this is one of those tools that are the strategies that's working. It's helped me tremendously. I know it's going to help you. So again, connect with people, connect with like 10 people per day, send a connection request. I want you to engage. Well, excuse me, share content. Worst case scenario, you can share a blog post from your company, share a podcast episode and put your opinion when you share that. I encourage you to share things that show your expertise, that you're not necessarily just curating other stuff. You're sharing your expertise. And then the final thing is I want you to engage. Whenever somebody comments or like, engage with those individuals. Those are some of the people that are going to be able to connect back with you. And if you don't have tons of stuff to engage with people who engage on your company's page. So if you work for an organization, see some of those individuals that like your company post and say, hey, I saw that you like our company post on blank, permission to connect here on LinkedIn. And then you just start that dialogue. I'm telling you, man, this stuff works. It works. It works. This will help you. Tell me how it works. You can find me on LinkedIn, Donald C. Kelly. Go back to thesalesevangelist.com and take advantage of some of the free trainings that we have there. As always, I want you to thrive and succeed. Season number 3 is going to be amazing. We're going to get more advice and tactical tips like this from other people, brothers and sisters, and people who are out there of color in sales that are doing well, and to utilize these in our efforts. We want to show you, give you, help you with everything you need so you can thrive and succeed. As always, I want you to raise your level of thinking. We're not here to beg for a piece of the pie. We're here to create our own pie and to accomplish great success. Go out and do big things. See you on the next episode. I appreciate you listening to this episode today. There are many different things you could be doing, but you took the time to listen to this podcast. And for that, I'm truly grateful. If you haven't done so already, go ahead and leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to this show. Our show is produced by TSC Studios. Our audio engineer is Jershon O'Bail. Artwork and video was designed by the one and only Destin Cunado. Our show note was created by Jake Ligmanowski. Our podcast production manager is Nancy Paul. You can find audio credits to each of our music inside of the show notes. And I'm your host, your coach, your guide down the sales journey, Mr. Donald C. Kelly, the sales evangelist.